I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, let's see here. It's time for a little your guess. This is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contest on the line. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who's our contestant, ready to play your guess, is as good as mine.
Never met them before, but they said their name is Mason. Hello, Mason. Welcome to the men's room.
Aloha and hola, naked lady.
Hola! Thanks for welcoming to the program. Your guess is as good as mine. Okay, your categories that you get to choose from today. They say everybody loves a good streaming service for your television. So what we have for you here is the 10 most popular streaming services. Yes, there are that many.
Say, how many streaming services are there?
Enough to have 10.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Damn.
And then, Mason, we all love some drugs, but sometimes it gets a little bad for us if you keep indulging. But drug abuse is on the rise, obviously, especially after COVID-19. So we have the highest drug use by state. So do you want to go the top 10 states that do the worst as far as drugs are concerned, or do you want to go streaming services?
Well, me and my wife did a little collaborating and wrote down some streaming services. So we kind of cheated, but we're going to go streaming services.
Let's go streaming services, Mason. No problem, bro. All right, you know the game is played. Need to get as many right in said category before the three strikes and you're out. What is your first choice?
Right.
Hulu.
Number three.
Number three?
Yeah.
So Netflix.
Number one. Yep. By the way, the new survey that they came out with for this just asked people what streaming service they would keep. They basically had to keep one or two for whatever reason, they kind of did the survey based on that.
So I'm a Star Wars fan, so Disney. I mean, it's that easy.
Yeah, so Netflix, 31% of people said that they would keep that one. That was number one. Last year, by the way, though, 41% of the population said Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, there are more streaming services now than there were then.
That's it.
So that's what you got to put into consideration there. Okay, so Hulu is number three. Netflix is number one.
I'm a Star Wars dork, much like you guys, and I'm going to let my wife say Disney. What I think is number two.
Disney.
Number four. Disney. 14% said that they would keep the Disney. Based on that, what's the new one that's coming out here momentarily, the new Star Wars franchise?
And is it Andor? Is that his name?
Yes.
I believe it's Andor.
Okay, all right.
I might be saying it wrong.
Andor, it looks like Candor, it's more in a city. It's kind of got them more than metropolitan.
It's based on the Rogue One movie that came out, which was kind of a standalone.
Right.
But one of the characters that was in that movie, he's now getting his own series, which is Andor.
Okay, all right. Disney was 14% said they keep that, Mason. All right, you got to three out of the 10.
The Solo movie was great. It was awesome. I like the guy they cast for the...
It was a great movie.
So next on our list is Amazon Prime.
6% of people said yes.
Six?
6% said they would keep it.
Huh.
What number is it, though?
Oh, it's number five.
Number five?
So you got one, three, four, and five.
What is that? What did I say? Apple TV.
Apple TV, number seven. Only 2% would keep their Apple TV. But if you like Ted Lasso, right?
Yeah.
That's
yes.
On Apple? That's one of the reasons I think you would have that one for sure.
That's a strong point, but I would still keep Netflix.
You guys, last time I called in to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine was right after the Seahawks lost to the Steelers in the regular season.
Well, welcome back.
Yeah.
Preseason throwback.
It's been a while.
I want to give a shout out to all my Steeler crew out there who are listening. What is that? HBO Max.
Number two. 19% of people said they would keep HBO Max.
I don't think I almost ever watched.
Love that HBO Max, mm-hmm. Man. They got the best movies on there. Some of my favorite shows come from HBO Max. I've been watching Barry. It's hilarious.
Oh, yep. That's right. Okay.
Yeah, that's
right.
A very good show. Impractical Jokers is
Curb
on
Your
there.
Enthusiasm's always been there. Basically, HBO's been around for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Doing original programming.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of just archive-wise...
Game of Thrones.
Things that you maybe never watched or whatever the deal is. It's all still there.
Oh, yeah.
For the most part, so you can go back and watch it.
It's got my Lord of the Rings trilogy on there, too.
I mean, hell, Curb Your Enthusiasm is like 12 seasons at this point, so...
Hey, Mike, keep your finger over that dump button. I'm not going to swear, but I'm going to say Peacock.
Ah, yes.
Number 10.
What percent does Peacock get?
1%.
Really?
Yes.
You're in the top 10, but 1%. I mean, God damn, buddy.
All right. So no strikes still, huh?
No strikes. You're doing great, Mason.
So Paramount.
Number six. 3% said they would keep. Yeah, that comes in at number six. 3% said they would keep Paramount TV. I don't know much about it, so.
There was something on there that I did watch, but I cannot remember what it was.
Halo.
I would say that one. Yes.
Wasn't Yellowstone, isn't that
Yellowstone's
Paramount?
Yellowstone's on there. Yep. They also adopted a handful of South Park. There's a lot of Paramount exclusive South Park movies that went on over there.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So, Thurl, I'm a documentary science fan myself.
All right.
So I'm going to say Discovery Plus.
Number nine. And Mason, I'm giving you this because number 10 is Other. And I don't know what the hell Other is, but you're never going to guess Other. So you went 9 for 9, which is what we got on your guess is as good as mine. So you ran the table. Right. And maybe the first time someone has run the table with no strikes, I think maybe that's happened one other time.
Yeah. With no strikes?
With no strikes. I'm not sure that that's happened any more times.
You know what's sad? So Neil Gaiman's Sandman, right? After 30 years, they finally made it into a TV show. I watched the first episode. I enjoyed it. I will get back to it. I already forgot what streaming service it's on. Like, honest to God, I went
Netflix,
to
Netflix, I believe.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've done that, dude. You forget which, like, you're just watching a series and you forget which one it's on.
Yeah, I have to go online, like, oh, dude, I really enjoyed this show. Like, what is it on? Like, no idea.
Netflix again, Ted, with the Woodstock. Is that where that is?
Yeah, that's on Netflix.
That's the next thing I'm
going to have
watch.
Not seen it yet. My wife saw it, you've seen it, and everyone has the same review, which is... It was an effed up situation, but the documentary is pretty spectacular.
I mean, I went through it in like 2 days.
Is it four episodes? Is that right?
Three.
Oh,
hour
sure.
pop.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. So I watched one, and then I want to say the following Monday, I just like I got 2 hours. I'm going to finish this off.
Okay. Cool.
All
right.
Have you gotten on The Boys, Miles?
I watched one. That's going to be my next thing. Okay. Those two are going to be my next things.
Okay.
That I'm into. Yeah, but I got to get on that too, and that is on
Amazon, I believe.
Amazon.
All right, I got one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy. Celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.